Okay, we are up to Tehillim Perek Samach Zayin, and Perek Samach Zayin, we might not be able to explain so much why, but it is a very Kabbalistic Perek. It's a Perek that the Chidah quotes, that Hashem revealed this Perek to Moshe Rabbeinu, and later to David HaMelech, in the form of a menorah. The form of a menorah. Often in the front of shuls, in front of the chazan, they have a picture of a menorah, and they have this Perek that is pictured in words in the menorah. Why? Because if you look at the perek, it is structured like a menorah, meaning the outside psukim, and it goes in, and the middle pasuk has the most words in it. If you look at the sides, the outer psukim have 7 words, then the next 2 psukim, meaning pasuk aleph, pasuk perek, it has 7. Besides the introductory pasuk, it has 7 psukim. So 2 and 7 have 6, and have 7. 3, meaning the outer ones have 7, the next ones in have 6, the next ones in have 6, and then the middle one has 11. So if you, let's say, write the psukim all in one line and you hold the paper sideways, it looks like a menorah. It looks like a menorah, and that's what it has in many shuls. And it is has 49 words in it, and it has 49 letters in the last pasuk. So there's a lot of Kabbalistic symbolism to this. The minhag is to say this perek. Many of the Yekis say this right before Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos. The minhag of Klal Yisrael and most Sidurim, there is this by Sfiras HaOmer, and even by Sfiras HaOmer, there's a minhag to say, or not to say, but to look at one word from this perek every night. And if you look by the where it talks about the Kabbalah and the Yesod Shebechesed, it says one word from this perek there too for each of the 49 nights. So there's a lot going on here. What exactly is the message? The perek, the content of the perek is about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the goodness that He brings on Am Yisrael, and even the other nations are going to praise Hashem based on the goodness that He brings to Klal Yisrael. The Radak says that this is said about Kibbutz Galuyos, right? In the future, the Das of Hashem is going to be so common, and everybody's going to recognize it, that it's going to be it's going to be mentioned by all of the nations of the world. So again, this is what exactly is the symbolism that's, we'll have to leave that, and how it got such meaning, because there are many prakim seemingly that have this type of content also, but the numbers game in this parak is what a lot of people pick up on. Okay, so let's get to some of the content of the parak. Lamnatzeach Binaginos Mizmar Shir. That's the introductory pasuk, and then you have again the 7 psukim with 49 words. Elokim Yechanenu Vivarchenu. Hashem, Yechanenu, please show us favor. Vivarchenu, and give us a bracha. Yo'er panav itanu. Please shine your face on us, Selah. So those words, of course, remind us of Birchas Kohanim. Or you have the same words. You have Yivarecha Hashem, you have a Yivarecha, and then you have a Yo'er, and then Vichuneka, and you have Yechanenu. Right? So you have all those verbs from Birchas Kohanim. So it's 3 different requests. Hashem, show us favor. Hashem, give us a bracha. Hashem, shine your face. So all of those have different ideas. Rashi says here, Yo'er panav, laharos panim shochakos, lates talumater, to give us rain. Give us rain. But if you look at Birchas Kohanim, there's many mefarshim pick up on this, but if you look at Birchas Kohanim, each pasuk is a different bracha. If you look, Rabbi Mordechai Willig in his Hakdama to Am Mordechai on Maseches Brachas, so he discusses how each bracha in Berachas Kohanim is really a double bracha. Yivracha Hashem, v'yishmerecha. Yo'er Hashem, and then v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem, v'yasim l'cha shalom. So what's the double bracha? So Rabbi Ulrich explains there that the first bracha, yivarechacha, that's a bracha for gashmias, for mammon. Yivracha Hashem, Rashi quotes b'mammon. V'yishmerecha min hamazikin. What does that mean? So Rabbi Ulrich explains, each bracha, every time we get a bracha, we need shmira for that bracha. To v'yishmerecha eina bracha b'fnei atzma, ela shmira al brichas yivarechacha. It's the shmira on the yivarecha. She mamono yolechi ibra de mazikin. Right? The mamon should be a bracha for him. Because sometimes a person, right, could get money, the psukim like this, that, you know, money could be a problem. Right, we get money and v'ram levavecha v'shachachta es Hashem alokecha, right? Osher shamur leba'alav l'ra'aso. And therefore, when we ask for a bracha of mamon, we not only say, Hashem, give us the bracha, but we say, v'yishmerecha, give us the shmira to the bracha. So that's one. Then we have yo'er Hashem panav. Ha'aris panim of Hashem always means spiritual and Torah. Ki v'yor panecha nasata lanu. So the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, like it's quoted in one of the days of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, is that whenever there is laning by mincha, even though usually Nusach Ashkenaz says Shalom Rav, we say Sim Shalom. Why Sim Shalom? Because it says in Sim Shalom, Ki ba'or panecha nasat alanu Torah Chayim. So whenever this creates a Torah, that's why on the fast day, that's why in Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha, on the fast day, I think it's accepted, but Shabbos Mincha also, the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, is for even Nusach Ashkenaz Minyanim to say Sim Shalom because of that. So, Yo'er Hashem Panav is spiritual. Birchas Yo'er Panav, Rabbi Willie continues, he birchas HaTorah. Shalen emar ki v'er panach anasad alanu, Torah Chaim. Harei Shashem me'ir panav eleinu anu makalim birchas HaTorah. So Yo'er Hashem, but then vichuneka. We should find favor. That's another word that's mentioned here. Yechanina, we should find favor. What's to find favor? Hashem gives us the bracha of Torah. What do you mean find favor? The answer is because when a person has more Torah, it's a higher responsibility. The Gemara says, "Yuma pevav v'yahavta Hashem alokecha sheheishem shamayim misahev al yadcha. Love Hashem, make Hashem beloved. Shehe korei v'shone u'mishamish tamal chacham. We should learn v'yemasa matano be'emuna and be honest v'dibur benachas ma'brios and talk properly. Ma'brios omer salav. What do the brios say? Ashrei lo leploni shalama Torah. Ashrei aviv shalimdo Torah. But if somebody continues the Gemara." Learns a lot of Torah, and he is not honest, and is not Dibur Abanachazim Abrios. What do people say? Oilo Leploni. So what do you see? Liman HaTorah could be a tremendous bracha. Yechol Ligrom Lekiddush Hashem Achi Gadol. Right? Misayv Al Yadcha. But Chas V'Shalom could be the opposite also. Shabrios Omros Oilo Lemisha Lomei Torah. Oi, look how he behaves. But that's the first two. That's Yivarecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha. Yo'er and then V'Chuneka. And what's the last bracha? Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'yasein Lecha Shalom. Rabbi Ulrich explains, it's the balance of these two. To have both of these, to have both of the balance of the Gashmius and the Ruchnius, to be able to live a life which is a model for all others, that's the Shalom that's needed. She Yizke L'mizug Nachon Shal Birchas Yivarechacha V'yoer Al Yidei Kiyam Birchas Yisa. So that's what Rabbi Ulrich says, but that's all alluded to also here in the beginning of this parak, Yo'er Panav Yitanu Sela. There's one other thought on Berchas Kohanim just to mention that the Ksav Sofer writes, and that is, if you take a look at the words, it's very general. Right? We just quoted that. Maybe it's a Rashi zeroes in on one thing, but Hashem should give you a bracha, v'yishmerecha, and gar. What? Nothing more specific? Hashem should shine his face. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's exactly the point. It's very general, because we're not supposed to ask for specific things. As was just alluded to, where the Medrash says, he starts with, Amru Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'kohanim ata omer sheyavarachu otanu, you tell the Kohanim to give us a bracha? Einanu tzrichim elo l'berchascha. No, we only need your bracha. V'liyotenu mizbarachim mipicha. We just want to get a bracha from you. Amru l'makadosh Baruch Hu, aval bisha ani mitzava l'kohanim sheyavarachu eschem, ani omeid umavarech eschem. So Ksav Sofer deals with, what are we complaining about so much? We don't want a bracha from the Kohanim? So the answer is, when a human being gives a bracha, explains the Ksav Sofer, so it's finite, and like we said, it might not be a bracha. Right? We're davening for a certain job, we're davening for a certain position, davening for a certain any gift, but who knows whether that's good for us. And that's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al tas tfilas chakeva. Don't make your tefillah so set. Shlo tavakish me'is Hashem. This is the Ksav Sofer in Naso. Shlo tavakish me'is Hashem davar kavua. Sheitein lechav kitoveya davar mechaveiro. Like I'm toveya something. V'koveya lo ma'yitein lo. Ulai Hashem yodeya shiula ralecha. Maybe Hashem knows it's not good for me. V'sofa tuga rachmona l'tzlan. V'lachein atas tfilas chakeva. Sheyuta davar zebevade. Be flexible. Be flexible. Like we've said from Rav Soloveitchik. V'kabel barachamim uveratzon es tfilaseinu. Right, so he says that's why Birchas Kohanim are so general. Right, Hashem, we want your bracha because a human being will have one specific thing in mind: money. But Hagam shebeteva shadam shemishtokek laosher ubanim v'kavid v'tetev shetovu and aval inon arosim rach bebirchas chama shebracha lefanecha v'lo kafi yavanaseinu. And that's why it's tam. L'misha tov lo ba'osher, yivarechu Hashem ba'osher. L'misha tov lo aniyusa, yivarechu Hashem shlo yelo. V'chein kulam, v'chein amar ko tevarechu davka b'lashen zeh, v'lo b'lashen acher. Ko tevarechu, say this, be general. Hashem is telling the Kohanim, don't be specific, because only I know what's good for everybody. That's the first pasuk. So Hashem, show us favor, bracha, and light your face on us. Ladas ba'aris darkecha. And according to the Radak is talking about the future. At a time when everyone will know your way. B'chol goyim yishua secha. All the nations will know your salvation. It's interesting. If you look at this perek, there's different words used for nation. Here we have goy. In the next pasuk, which this next pasuk appears twice, here and on the in three pesukim, yoducha amim elokim, yoducha amim kulam. So they are amim, nations. All the nations will praise you. So we have goy, am, and then the next pasuk, yismachu v'irananu li'umim. Another word for nation. Rav Hirsch, Kedarka Bakodesh, says there's no such thing as a synonym in the Hebrew language. They all mean different. They're all describing a nation, but a different way of description. Goy is a very external. Right? Vayigva, vayyosef alama. Vayigva means they physically died. Goy is a physical connection. It says Rabbi Rav Hirsch. In this psalm, several expressions are used to denote the one concept of people. Goy denotes the nation that shows itself to the outside as united into one body. Am, he doesn't say this, but I'll add this to his idea, is like from the word im, right? It's with. Denotes the national community in its internal state of unity. Right, Am is much more pinimi. Am Yisrael. You don't say Goy Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Le'um is the state which unites and governs the nation and which acts as its spokesman. At present, says Rav Hirsch, now a lot of nations are Goy. The nations, each an isolated unit to itself, stand against one another, armed to the teeth. But these differences will come to an end when the one God will one day reign supreme over them all. In the end of days, avdu Goyim me'artzo. It's not going to be any more goy, which is just external. Lo yisa goy el goy cherev. But men will differ from one another only by such peculiarities as are conditioned by national characteristics. They will form amim, separate communities of nations, but each in its own manner will attain the destiny that has been ordained for all men alike. But they'll be much more connected in that way. So you have all of this, all of these different words for nations that in the future the nations are going to recognize and praise Hashem for saving us. But one other ha'ar on Pasuk Gimel, Adas Baruch Darkecha, in that time everybody's going to go your way. What's your way, Darkecha? What's your way? I saw some connected to the Gemara Brachas. Brachas Dav Zayin, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hodieni na Estarachecha. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know Hashem's way. Like here, Ladas ba'aretz darkecha. We want to know your way. What was the way of Hashem? What's behind Tzadik v'Ralo and Rasha v'Tovlo? Right, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's question, which he did not get an answer. Remember the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Yossi, Shlosha Dvarim, Bikesh Moshe Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three things Moshe asked Hashem. V'nasanlo. Bikesh Lotishro Shechina Yisrael v'nasanlo. Bikesh Lotishro Shechina Alov Dikachavim v'nasanlo. Bikesh, according to the first daya, Lohudia Drachav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasanlo. That was the first daya. But then the next day it says, no, he does not know. He does not know, right? Right, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that was one of the questions that he asked, and, you know, he did not get an answer of Harini Hodin Esther Achecha. But that's what this parak says, where there's going to be a time when we're going to have the answer to that. Right? Ladas Baruch Achecha, we'll all know the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Yoducha Amim Kulam, Elokim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. The nations will all praise and thank. Yismachu v'irananu l'umim. They'll be happy. Why? Ki tishpot amim mishar. When Hashem judges properly and correctly, right? This is the long pasuk that's in the middle of the menorah. U'l'umim ba'aretz tanchem sel. You'll lead all nations. Right? At this point, the nations will recognize the salvation of Klal Yisrael. They'll see how everything fits together in history, and we will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but again, all the other nations will also have a purpose. Yaducha amim elokim, yaducha amim kulam, right? Same pasuk as we had before. Eretz nasna yevula. The land will give its yibul, its produce, right? That itself is a spiritual idea. Right? Because we know the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis, at the end of Ksubis, there's going to be tremendous nisin, that bread is going to grow on trees. But in general, nature reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us. Right? That's how Hashem communicates with us, especially in days post-Nevuah. Right? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in Mishpatim, I think that's the first time in the Torah that the Chagim are referred to by their agricultural names. The Chag HaKatsir Bikurei Ma'asecha, Asher Tizra Basade, the Chag HaAsif B'Teis HaShana, Hine, says Rabbi Yaakov, B'Lashon HaTorah Matzinu Kama Pa'amim Shenikroim HaShalosh Regalim Al Shem Matzavei HaTua Basade. We find a number of times that the Shalosh Regalim are called based on the situation and the realities in the field. Hainu, Ki'ilu Inyan HaChag Hu Lachgog She'achein HaTua Gal Onik Srekogon. It's like, as if the Chag is all about celebrating the Tfuah. U'lachor Zeh Davar Tamuah. That's strange, isn't it? Hachi Rak Zehu Inyan Shal Moadim. The Moadim are about the farm and the grain and the corn. Va'ayin La'el, and he says, She'bi'arnu, he says two ideas. Number one, She'kavanas HaTorah Bazeh LaHadgish Eshitas Yisrael HaCholekes Alamunas HaUmos. Yes, to emphasize that the physical world is part of our religiosity against the other nations. Hainu, she'anu sovrim she'agashmias gamkein ruchniyasi. Our gashmias is also ruchniyas ve'ein shum chilek bein avodas Hashem al yedei achila or bein avodas Hashem al yedei tefila. Right? We discussed that earlier in his sefer. But that's number one. So Hashem, by the way, we celebrate the physical also. Physical also. But then he says, v'niril of our ode, that the amount of rain, but we know most things in nature are automatic. The sun and the moon and the seasons and everything moving. Rain doesn't have a set time. Why? Because rain is totally on us. V'nei matzino kama pa'amim pekisvei HaKodesh, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mar'eh li'Yisrael im hu sva ratzon mehem. The way that Hashem shows whether He's happy with us is through the rain. Numerous times. When the tefuah is gadlav hitzlicha, nikar that we're omi b'madrega ruchan is gadola. We're on a high level. And if the tefuah is nichshala, azehu chiyach shachas v'shalam hu lo shamar mitzvah haTorah kahogan. Right, and that's emunati teche, emunas heseder zroim. Tosfos, you have to be mamin to be a farmer. So that's the inyan of the moadim, says Rav Yaakov. Shebizmanim elu shel kitzira v'asifa. When we go out in the harvest, we'll be able to take in the message of. So what does Hashem think of us right now? Should I give myself a shkoyach and keep doing what I'm doing, or do I have to, you know, rethink things? Shebizmanim elu shel kitzira v'asifa kol echad ra'a mahi madrigaso b'shmiras hatorah v'mitzvos. By the zeh bolis alos ruchanit umuromemes vidok. So that's Rabbi Yaakov's important comment in Parshas Mishpatim. We continue eretz nasna yevula. Again, the right, as we already said, yevarchenu elokim elokenu, the God, our God, right? Elokim elokenu, Hashem our Hashem. Please give us a bracha. Yevarchenu elokim v'yiru oso. And once Hashem gives us a bracha, all the people, call off the arts, wherever all the four corners, they will be yira from him. What does yira mean? There are different types of yira, but they're all going to be fulfilled at the time the Mashiach comes, right? We have at least three levels of yira. We have number one, the most basic level, as we know, yira sa'onesh. Yira sa'onesh. The Rambam talks about that in Mitzvah Saseh Dalet, where he talks about the mitzvah of yira. The mitzvah of yira, the Rambam's lashon in the mitzvah of yira, is shetzivanu lahamin yiraso yisaleh ulehi fached mimenu. He's scared of him. Veloni yekakofrim haochem bekari avonira bias ansho b'chaleis. Right, that's what's called yiras haonesh. But we know there is another type of yira that is what we would call yiras haromamus. Yiras haromamus, more not scared, but more awe. That's how we would use the different translation, awe. Says the smak. In mitzvah dalid, umashet sivuhu lo bishvil da'agas peranas bilvad, ela afilu eino yare klau, ubatuach shal yikabel peranas. Even if I have a promise that I'm not going to get punished, yesh lo lira v'lachavein, v'lidog shalo yachis melech gadol kavod v'nor alav. Let's say a child knows that a parent will never punish him. Will never punish. He still wants to give nachas to the parent. He still should be in awe of the parent and not want to violate the parent's wishes. That's what he says. Yesh lo lira ulachavein v'lidog shalo yachis melech gadol v'nora alav. And that's more of the awe. And the Rambam talks about that also in Yesod HaTorah, in his well-known Beis Beis, right? When you think about the world, it'll lead to Avas Hashem. And when you think about those same things in the world, it'll lead to Yiras Hashem, right? So that's Yira, that's an awe. That's a Yiras HaRomamus, not a Yira of Onesh. There is another idea, and that's mentioned, and that's Yiras HaChet itself. I know the chet will distance me and put a stain on my neshama, so I'm scared of the chet itself, knowing how it will bring me down. Right? So that itself also is another type of yira. But all of these yiras is what's included in this last pasuk, that Hashem will bring the reality that the whole world, not just Klal Yisrael, all the whole world will recognize His greatness. And that's what this parak is about. Again, also some say to think about a picture of a menorah, like we said, in the form of a menorah, when we say this mizmar, when we learn this mizmar. But this is Tehillim, Samach Zion, 67.